The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, March 9th, 2015. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 41st episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines, coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what was the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included, coming hot off the heels of comments made last week by Mark Rylance on the need to remove anti-Semitic lines from Shakespeare, The Washington Post ran an op-ed which took the opposite stand. Newsweek also chimed in on the question as well. The New York Times ran a piece on the nationwide tour of A First Folio presented by the Folger Library. Last week I discussed California's stop in San Diego, but this article looks at the big 50-state picture. Yahoo TV ran a story looking back on the classic moonlighting episode Atomic Shakespeare, which recasts The Taming of the Shrew with the characters from the show. The Irish Times ran a story on Druid Theatre Company's upcoming re-editing of the Second History Tetralogy into a cohesive 6-hour history play, Druid Shakespeare, which gets its debut in May, then tours Ireland, and finally coming to New York's Lincoln Center later this year. The Tampa Tribune ran a story on how, with the opening of Macbeth earlier this week, the Tampa Shakespeare Festival has put Tampa, Florida back on the map of U.S. cities with outdoor presentations of Shakespeare's works. Romeo and Juliet will join the month-long repertory this weekend. The Courier-Journal previewed The Tempest as part of the Shakespeare in the Libraries program by Kentucky Shakespeare. These free, live, two-person performances of The Tempest will be held at every library in the system. The Fort Myers, Florida Weekly previewed Gary Busey's one-man Hamlet, performed by Busey impersonator David Carl. The mad actor takes on a mad role at the Folds Theater at the Alliance of the Arts in Fort Myers, Florida. The Chattanoogan previewed Shakespeare Chattanooga's reading of Julius Caesar on the Ides of March at the Highland Center in Brainerd, Tennessee. The Mail Tribune reviewed Much Ado About Nothing by Oregon Shakespeare Festival, saying that this year-long production in Ashland, Oregon, has a politically correct postmodern relevance that inevitably feels forced. OregonLive.com also reviewed the production more positively, saying that wit and bitterness spark the production. The Press-Telegram reviewed Antony and Cleopatra by Long Beach Shakespeare Company, calling the production running through March 21st at the Richard Goad Theater in Long Beach, California, a fascinating and revealing experience. OregonLive.com reviewed Pericles by Oregon Shakespeare Festival, saying that the production running through November the 1st is a magic carpet ride that quietly charms and delights. The Irish Times reviewed Forensic Shakespeare by Quentin Skinner, a book studying the use of rhetoric in the works of the Bard, calling it a powerful and important book. And finally, The Guardian reviewed the modern take on Romeo and Juliet at the Rose Theatre, running through March 21st in London, citing its stunning score and fantastic performances. Now, let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On March the 3rd, 1592, the first part of Henry VI was performed at the Rose Theatre, at least according to the diary of Philip Henslow. Also on this date, in 1793, English actor William Macready was born. Known for his Shakespearean roles, he toured the U.S. in the early 1840s to great success. However, a tour in 1849 resulted in the riots at the Astor Place Theater, also known as the Shakespeare Riots. On March 4th, 1989, Phoebe Cates married Kevin Kline, an American actor who has done his share of Shakespeare, from Richard III, Much Ado, Henry V, Falstaff and Henry IV Part I, and Hamlet. On March 5th, 1324, David II, Bruce, King of Scots, was born. He was a descendant of the historical Duncan, who was killed by Macbeth. On March 6, 1600, was the first recorded performance of the first part of Henry IV at court, though it undoubtedly had earlier performances as early as 1597. On March 8, 1967, The Taming of the Shrew, directed by Franco Zeffirelli and starring Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor, was released in the U.S. On March 9, 1806, American actor Edwin Forrest was born. Remember William McCready, who was born on March 3, 1793? Well, Forrest was the actor with whom McCready feuded, and it was their conflict that led to those Astor Place riots in 1849. And that was your Week in Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending March 9th, 2015. For our blog and previous Twiz episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered this week, as well as the Real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week.